Bye. Come again.
Oh, hello.
You're here for the beginner yoga class, right? Okay, you can grab one of those mats over there and get comfortable. Those are already sanitized. Just give me a second to finish sanitizing these and I'll be with you. Okay. Okay. Namaste. I'm Rina and I'm a licensed physical therapist and yoga instructor. I've been practicing for over 10 years and I'm happy to have you join me today. Yes. Everybody else canceled because of the weather, so just me and you today. I hope you don't mind. Good. Thank you so much for joining me for these moments of stillness during a storm. Now, is this your first class? Your first yoga class? Okay, that's okay. Today, we're going to focus on moving your body in ways that are comfortable for you. And we can make this a specialized session so we can focus on any area of the body that you'd like to focus on, considering that it's just us today. So are there any areas of your body that you'd like us to pay special attention to today? Hips, back, and hamstrings. Okay, no problem. Those are actually my favorite areas to stretch. All right, so first we are going to come to an upright seating position like this one. And we're going to put our palms together and bring them to our chest. Just taking the moment to extend some gratitude to the universe or whatever higher power you believe in. You're safe here. Thanking our higher power for bringing us here today. Okay, we're now going to bring our attention to our breath and we're going to take 5 deep breaths. We're going to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Be sure you get that ah as well. So I'm gonna repeat that 4 more times. In, out, in, out, in. Stretch both legs out in front of us. We're gonna make sure we leave a slight bend in the knees as we raise both arms above our head, keeping our shoulders low and back. So the tendency here is usually to have our shoulders scrunched up to our ears. But we're gonna try to keep them just rolled back as we keep our chest and head held high. Take a couple of breaths here. In, out, in. I'm just gonna come over and fix your posture Is it okay if I touch you?
Okay.
Out. There we go. In. And out. Good job. Now, we're going to slowly lean forward with our arms still outstretched. We'll try to reach our ankles, but I want you to stretch as far as it's comfortable for your body, okay? Okay, so now let's breathe in as we reach and breathe out as we allow our shoulders to fall forward and our head drop, feeling that stretch in our upper back and breathing into it. In and out. You should also be feeling some stretching along your hamstrings. In and out. Good. You're feeling it right here, right? Good. Now we're gonna slowly come up on our hands and knees, and we're gonna get into one of my favorite poses. It's called cat cow. So you're gonna ensure that your palms are flat, elbows, shoulders aligned above your wrists. Let me turn to the side so I can demonstrate for you. Okay. And we're gonna inhale deeply while curving our lower back and bringing our head up, tilting the pelvis like a cow. Like this. Mm-hmm. And while we exhale, we're gonna bring our abdomen in, arching our spine, bringing our head and pelvis down like a cat. And we're gonna repeat that sequence for a few more times. Inhale, cow. Exhale, cat. Good. Let me show you what it looks like from behind so you ensure that you're paying special attention to your spine. So we're gonna inhale, cow. Exhale, cat. Notice my hips are wide when I'm in cow position. My butt cheeks are almost spread. I know it sounds weird, but we have to make sure that we're stretching our bodies to maximum capacity. Alright, so I'm gonna do that for a couple more breaths. Inhale, cow. Exhale, cat. Good job. Okay. I want you to do two more breaths for me while I come over to fix your posture, right? Gonna place one of my hands on your abdomen and the other on your lower back. Inhale, cow. Exhale, cat. Good job. Good job. I can feel your abdomen and your lower back engaged. Inhale, cow. Ensure that you're bringing breath to the areas where you feel my hands on your body. Exhale, cat. Good job, good job. Good job. Now, we're gonna press our hands into the mat and we're gonna gently tuck our toes under. take a deep inhale. Then we're going to, while keeping our hands pressed into the mat, we're going to exhale deeply, lifting our knees off the floor and straightening our legs as much as we can into downward dog. So let me show you what that looks like from behind. So pressing our hands into the mat, tucking our toes under, taking a deep breath. Hands pressed into the mat while we exhale, lifting the knee off the ground, keeping our legs as straight as we can. Good. We're going to hold it here for a few more breaths. Good. Good. Nice job. Again, I'm just going to walk over and fix your posture for you. Just trying to raise your hips a bit. Trying to keep them as elevated as possible. Good job. Great. Nice. I see your shoulders are engaged. Muscles are tight. Amazing. Now we're going to stay in this position. I know you might be feeling it in your arms right now. We're almost done. We're going to bend our left knee while straightening the right. Almost like we're pedaling. So bend the left knee, straighten the right, and repeat. Switch and repeat. Left. Right. Left. Right, left, yes, right. Two more breaths, left, right. Wow, is it just me or is it getting chilly in here? Do you feel that? Okay, I just felt a breeze, it's weird. All right, never mind that. No. You're going to walk your feet to the front of your mat and slowly roll up into a standing upright position. Wonderful. Keep your shoulders straight and back, your head held high, abs, core engaged. Chest forward, and we're going to remember to focus on our breath as we stand in mountain pose. This is one of my favorite poses, just to remind myself how human I am. It's going to stay here for a couple of breaths. So in and out. Keep breathing. I'm just going to come over and fix your posture. Great. Out. Nice. Just going to trace my hand along your spine so I ensure that it's perfectly aligned. Good. Out. Nice job. Bring breath to the areas where you feel my hands and the warmth on your body. Great. Nice. One more breath for me. Lengthen the spine. Good. Nice. I know I'm a little close to you right now. I'm so sorry. I hope my breath isn't a distraction. The last one was the last one, but I feel like you can lengthen your spine a little bit more on this last one. In, out. Nice, nice. Take this moment to check in with your body. How are you feeling? How do the areas that I have my hands running along feel? Okay, that's good. Can I just say, being this close to you and noticing that you have really amazing eyes? Wow. Eye contact is insane. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got distracted. Okay, so next we are going to go in a bridge. So I need you to get back on your mat and you're gonna lay on your back for me. Let me just demonstrate that for you. Okay, so you're gonna lay on your back, flat, bend both knees and place them flat on the floor, hip width apart. You're gonna slide your arms alongside your body with your palms facing down, touching the earth. Then you're going to press into the floor, inhale. Lift the hips, rolling the spine off the floor. And you're gonna press down into your arms and shoulders to lift your chest up, bringing your body into a bridge. Feet flat, knees up, hands by your side, and we're gonna lift. Good job. One more down. Then we're going to go up. Yes. Then the last one before we hold. Nice. We're going to hold here for a few breaths. I'm going to come over. I'm just going to fix your posture a bit. Just keep breathing for me. Good. So, while you're in this position and while you're breathing, I want to put some attention on your lower back and on your spine. I want to stretch it, but without hurting you. So I'm just gonna step over you just a little. I know this is a weird position. My body got in your face. I'm so sorry about that. This is just the best way to do it without hurting your spine. Do you mind? Okay, alright. So, I'm gonna keep laying there, hips up, and I'm stepping over you. Sorry about the butt in your face. And keep breathing as I raise your hips, bringing it closer towards my face. Keep breathing. Nice, nice, wow. Some deep breaths. It's almost like I can feel your breath on me, wow. Good job. Breathe. And don't worry about that. After all, my ass is in your face. So just relax and breathe into your back. Just focus on getting your body as comfortable and as relaxed as possible. Nice. Think you can get your hips a little higher? Alright, so we're gonna try for one more breath, okay? So we're gonna try to raise the hips a little higher. Hold it. Hold it. Ooh! Oh my God, I'm so sorry I landed on your face like that. Are you okay? What? Torn? Oh shoot, my bumbo cut. This is embarrassing. I'm so sorry, this is so unprofessional. Oh my God, I have to. You'd like to what? You mean you want to eat my ass? don't know. I don't even... I did not expect this class to go this way. Let me spread my cheeks for you. Your fingers inside my pussy. Yes. Keep licking my ass. Oh, your fingers are in my pussy. Face. Just don't stop. Yes! Come inside me. Come inside my ass. Yes. Oh my God. Do you like it, how I have it spread wide open for you? Okay, I'll be good. And ride your dick. Just slide. I want you to pay attention to my pussy. I want you to look. And then slide your dick inside my tight little pussy. I'm really happy you joined me today. Do you want to go grab something to eat?